Thanks for downloading this episode of Andy Jones Live. We hope that you'll be able to laugh and maybe even learn a little bit today.
Hey, Deej.
What's up, man?
How are you feeling right now?
I'm exhausted.
Are you tired?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
People don't know, a little behind the scenes, we typically record this wonderful podcast Wednesday nights
right
after youth. So we're either like elated because we just had a great night, or we're like really worn out and want to quit ministry.
I'm not cold.
So tired, long day with the interns, all that stuff.
Definitely.
We have in-school interns called 412 interns, and we're really proud of them. Doing a great job.
Oh, yeah.
DJ, you and Rachel are doing a phenomenal job. I know you have a supporting cast, but you guys are doing a great job too. So
Thanks. Thank
you for leading the way with them. You've been taking us through the last several weeks, 5 signs of insecure leaders. Do you remember the first two off the top of your head? Can you remember what we covered?
I'm a leader card. That was the second one.
Yeah, that was last week.
And the first one was don't put it on your higher leader.
Right. So told me that that's right.
I did both those today.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, it's real. That's why I wrote about it. You know, I'm like a chef. I wouldn't kick myself something that I wouldn't eat.
So, right. So you're working through these. Number three today, sign of an insecure leader. What is it?
Don't always do the same thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like you mean the play it safe leader.
Play it safe. Yeah.
The play it, say it like I'm not going to try that. I'm only going to do the things I know that I'm good at and I know will give me success.
Right.
Don't want to try something scary.
No.
That's new.
That's new that could lose people. Huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Think about it, just little things like we're doing a new logo.
Yep.
Right. We have youth, and if we would have stuck with the same logo, no one would come to our church because it was awful.
Yeah. So you're saying almost afraid. Yeah. Afraid to change.
Yeah.
Right, but that is a sign of an insecure leader.
Mm-hmm.
We described it for the students. You taught it tonight before service started. You described it in a way like you're only inviting the same person to church.
Right.
You're only
the same methods.
You're only hanging out with the same people.
Right.
Like, it's fine to have comforts, no problem. We get that. But you're saying sometimes insecurity crops up or pops up when we
it's
are afraid to try the new thing.
Yeah. Here's an analogy. This is random, but if there was a room that can only fit 8, see what I'm saying? And it was the same 8, but they weren't really to expand the room and change some things a little bit to fit more, it wouldn't grow. And that's the same thing with leadership. Sometimes things get stale. And, you know, we do the same thing because it's safe and it worked in 2005. And now it's 2014.
Right.
And a lot of times leaders will find it getting stale. Like, why isn't this working? This worked. It's because you're too insecure to try something new to see growth.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of the leaders fall in that.
I actually hung out with a youth pastor last week, had lunch with him, and he was talking about how now they had gone away from their winter retreat event and went to a conference schedule, much like we did.
Yeah.
You know, we did summer camp, and then we did summer camp for years, 10 plus years, and did winter camp for 10 plus years, and we just said, enough, let's try something new.
Right.
And it was scary, man, because we knew how to do summer camp. We knew how to do winter camp, winter retreat. But it was something we had to try. We had to get become bold, and we had to try a brand new thing.
Yeah.
And it was scary. But, I deal with that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on Sundays when I'm here. I want to see the same people. I want to go visit.
Right.
But man,
safe.
Safe. You play it safe.
Yeah.
So, what are some of the ways? I know like meeting new people, trying to, but how do you do this? How are you kind of breaking free from the insecurity of trying the new thing?
I think I think dreaming a little bit, like looking at a scenario and saying this has worked. It's good, but it's not going to always work like this. Let's change it up a little bit. You know, sports don't use the same playbooks every year. They change it up a little bit.
Hmm.
And so I say dream and then change and expand. You really got to trust God when you do a change too. And that sounds corny, but when we did the conference, every student or intern or even leader on the youth team was freaking out. Like, whoa, we've never done a conference. Only conferences we do isn't exactly what we're doing. And we freaked out. But we really trusted God. And I think we found more success in doing that because we didn't do it. And camp was getting stale.
Yep.
You know, and
it's
fun and we have good stories. But it was also like, oh, camp, we got to drive all the way out here and set up. And so we really dreamed and said and changed. And we said, you know what, let's bring it here and do something new, and it works, you
Love
know,
it.
And people have a better opportunity when you start to change. And it's not just when we go to conference at home, but when you make changes, it all opens opportunities for other people.
Don't be insecure. Don't be afraid to try the new thing. Let me ask you three things, Deej, as we wrap up the podcast. Sometimes we do five, top five. Sometimes we do this or that. Today I'm going to say three things you want to try in the remainder of 2014. Mm. I can think of one already on your list that should be on there, but I'll see if you come up with it. Three things you are ready, willing, excited to try in 2014.
A diet. I'm joking about that one. I kind of want to try to be married.
Yep, that was the first one I thought of too. Yeah. You want to? Well, I guess we should do both. You need to get engaged and you need to get married. Yeah. But yeah, I thought that would be a good one for you. Well, what else? You already have a couple more.
Yeah, I want to try to read the whole Bible this year.
Okay, whole thing.
And it kind of aligns, but I kind of got a couple things in my life that I haven't finished up. Yeah. So I kind of want to finish those too. So
cool. Yeah. Well, I've done the same thing. I kind of thought through it a little bit. You know, we haven't been writing these down. They're more real, like in the moment. But
yeah, you caught me.
I wanted to, in 2014, be more real and open about where I'm at. And I'm doing that. Celebrate Recovery actually is helping me do that. Be honest about where I'm at. Not just with myself, but with people. Mm-hmm. And it's scary. You know, I don't like to admit that I'm flawed. It's good.
Yeah.
New that I want to experience in 2014, a summer without softball.
Mm.
Haven't done that forever. And so I think my wife will be very excited for a summer without softball. And the last thing, looking forward to trying and hoping that it becomes reality, is a summer with a competitive baseball team.
Oh, wow.
The Seattle Mariners. Winning games. That would be amazing. That would be a new thing that I'd like to see happen.
You got me excited. I thought you were going to do like, what's that one movie where that dude goes back and he's a teacher to be a pitcher?
No.
I thought Dennis Quaid, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, I thought you were pulling one of those. I was like, yeah, MLB.
No, I'm washed up. I've hung up the cleats.
Awesome.
Well, thanks for sharing these signs of insecure leaders. Love to hear from you guys. Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening to the podcast and share it with somebody. Especially if you think it would help them.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Peace out.
Check back next Thursday for another edition of Andy Jones Live. For more information or resources from Andy, check out his website at andyjoneslive.com.